This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
No. Enough of that, Simon.
good afternoon.
You're here.
Good afternoon, Melbourne. Now, Michael won't be joining us this week, unfortunately. Now, I am joined in the studio by Callum.
And how do you do?
I have a very special guest in the studio, Fiona.
Hello, Simon. Hello, Callum.
Howdy do.
So, we'd like to welcome everybody to the Radiothon edition of Backseat S&M, minus the M.
Minus the M, with a C, with an F.
Yes. Well, you could make some sort of curse word with...
Almost.
With a C, couldn't you?
Oh, let's not. Let's not alienate the listeners already.
We've got quite a big show on today. We've got some very special guests. We've got Janet from The Real Housewives of Melbourne. She'll be coming in a little bit later. Now, we had an introduction from Dave Ordet, who is a remixer to The Stars. He's remixed officially for Britney, Katy Perry, Beyonce, Rihanna. The list goes on, and he'll be on the show as well. Fiona, you're going to be joining our show with a little segment. Now, you used to be on Wes's show on the Tuesday afternoon.
But you've poached me, apparently.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about your segment.
Well, I was originally doing a segment on Wes's show called Fees Forecast. So okay. It was a little bit about what's happening in the good old town of Melbourne. So just special events that might be relevant to our community. A little bit of arty farty I like to talk about occasionally. And also things that annoy me about Melbourne. That's always a bit of fun to talk about.
I'm looking forward to that part. So what about yourself? What are some of the things that you...
Well, one of the things I talked about was ladies that cut their jeans off and make shorts and they have the flaps hanging down the bottom.
Oh, the pockets.
The jean flaps or other?
And I think ladies should tuck their flaps in, quite frankly. You giggling.
Denim flaps, you should get that checked out.
You should get it checked out. Exactly. We've got a hotline for that.
Thankfully, you don't see too many of those in these colder months.
That's true. You have to travel north for that now.
You do.
You want to see women with their denim flaps hanging about, you've got to head to the tropics.
Oh, there's an incentive to jump on a plane.
Is it?
Not really.
No.
What sort of things do you... What do you enjoy about Melbourne?
Well, I think Melbourne's really quite a unique place. There's something to do every night of the week. There's lots of different festivals on all the time.
Yeah.
A couple of things I talked about with Wes was... not to keep banging on about Wes, but we talked about this campaign called 5 in 5. So it was a bit of a challenge to go on 5 dates in 5 weeks.
I do remember hearing this on
Wes's
show. Yes, I did. Yeah.
Well, Scott, who was also doing the show with us, actually did 5 in 5. So I'd be curious to know how you went if you're out there, Scott. but it's really great. It's, you know, it takes the seriousness out of dating. I used it to check out lots of new restaurants as well.
And hopefully not have to pay all of the bills.
Yeah, that's right. Although I think you have to go Dutch in that situation, but yeah.
Oh, well, look, that's quite good timing because we'll be talking about some really awkward first dates a little bit later on in the show. Mm. So I know I've got one that just made me want the ground to open up and swallow me whole.
Oh, I had one that it wasn't super awkward, but I knew as soon as the date started that they weren't for me. And so I was just like, well, I'll be polite and see the date through. But the whole time I was thinking, yep, nope, there's another reason on that's another con as opposed to a pro on my little mental chalkboard of dateable or not.
And you can normally tell in the first 5 minutes, I reckon, whether it's going to be a good one or a bad one.
I like to give people the benefit of doubt.
So you give them 10 minutes, do you?
Six.
6 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, you're generous, aren't you?
Just a little bit more.
It's less speed dating, really, isn't it? but I think it's good to flex the dating muscle. You know,
yes,
keep getting out there, and if you're single, and
giving it a go,
And not taking it too seriously. It's a great way to meet new people.
I reckon the five in five would be really hard if the first date was awesome and you really wanted to see them again, and then they find out, oh, hang on, he's on a date with someone else.
You've been watching too many of those.
That happened to a friend of mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ha ha.
And
too many
to,
of those what?
Had to
documentaries
cancel the other...
on real life?
So, yeah, they're now married.
Wow. Oh, good.
Mm. So there you go. It's all about just getting out there, I think.
Wow. Okay. Well, look, I reckon seeing as Michael is on his way to the airport now.
Yes.
He was asking me to come up with something for us to do to him if we got 20 memberships in the course of our show.
Oh, I see.
There's a challenge.
I think this may be a good idea.
Tell him to have 5 dates.
I think sending him on 5 dates in 5 days.
That's a good idea because he... 5 weeks or five days?
It's 5 weeks.
Oh, five weeks.
Yeah, 5 days, yeah. That'd be a challenge.
Five days would be rough.
Five dates in 5 weeks.
I reckon
dates in 5 weeks. Okay.
You'd run out of oomph in 5 weeks. 5 days. 5 days.
You can suffer from
dating exhaustion.
Mm. First date would be awesome. Last date would be terrible. Like, yeah, no. Come over. We'll sit on the couch. We'll watch TV and eat popcorn. It'd be great.
Yeah. You have to look at your best every date and all that sort of thing. So it does get... You do have to put yourself out there. So it is a bit of a challenge.
I thought that I'd share a story which is not a story that I usually tell. And I know that a lot of people out there have had some really horrible first dates. And I've got one that just made me want the ground to open up and swallow me whole. Now, back in the days when I used to go out, and I used to go out quite a lot, I remember going out on the Friday night and met somebody on the Friday night. Mm-hmm. Then I went back to the same place on the Saturday night and met somebody different. So then the week after, there was contact with both of them, and it was like, oh, we'll go out on the Saturday night. So I'd said yes to both and then thought I'll make a decision closer to the date.
So
right?
Did you line them both up for Saturday?
Yes.
You bastard. Right. What a terrible... I can see where this is going.
Management.
Yeah. You are not thinking this through.
Look, no, and this is where I went wrong, right? So it got to Friday and I did start to stress and I remember thinking, okay, yeah, this isn't good, right? So, and then it got to Saturday. And I remember calling one of them saying, hey, you know, I can't catch up tonight. We'll catch up next week. So
not only that, you're probably lying to them as well with that.
Yes and no. Depends on how you want me to sell it.
Grey area, but charcoal grey.
Yeah, there was a loophole there. So anyway, so I go over to this guy's place that I thought I'd catch up with on the Saturday night. And I walk in the front door. And guess who's sitting on the couch next to him? I swear to God, this happened.
Oh, no. Were they housemates?
The second guy, who I decided not to go out with, was a friend of the flatmate of the other guy.
Oh, no.
And they were sitting on the same couch. You know where I had to sit?
In between them.
In the middle. I did want the ground to open up and swallow me whole. And I ended up saying that I left my heater on at home and that I had to go home and turn it off.
Sounds believable.
and I never saw either of them again.
Oh, no. So did you just sit and watch a movie or something?
I did not sit there for long. And it was the most awkward. And I just remember the feeling of sitting in the middle. And there was nothing that I could say or do that was going to change anything or make the outcome any better for myself. So it was just like, get up and go. Yeah.
So did they... No, did they intentionally make you sit in the middle to make you super awkward? Awkward.
I don't know whether they knew or not. So
they definitely knew afterwards.
I was not going to be asking questions.
Yeah, no, that's fine. You don't want to be digging yourself a deeper hole.
No. So that was probably my most awkward.
Yeah, wow. First date. That's pretty bad.
Mm, that's awful.
And they're probably telling this story to some of their friends right now.
Probably. Yeah. Oh no! Don't listen to Joy 94.9. That guy Simon's there. He two-timed me once with my mates.
Small little community.
Oh yeah, very much.
Yeah. I had a day that wasn't so much awkward as knew it wasn't going to work out straight away. This was back in the day before I was fully committed to the men.
Yes.
And went on a date with one of my mates' slightly younger sisters, who I also knew quite well. She turned up to the date covered in fake tan so that she was orange. Like, pick any Derwent colour in the spectrum of orange, and yeah, that's probably
pretty close.
Was
it like a Valencia...
Yes.
Valencia orange, yeah, or more of an ochre?
Let's go with medium terracotta. As opposed to light terracotta.
If you're in England, that's your only choice of people you can date, really. Everybody's bright orange.
and the whole time, we went to this really nice cafe, sat, had coffee and that sort of thing. In shadow, without direct lighting, she looked quite nice, well tanned. As soon as we walked out into the sunshine, blaring orange, like, just, it was almost like, whoa, she's not human.
And sunshine then, being the ugly lights. Yeah.
And then we went to a cafe where she knew the barista, and the barista was telling her how good it was that she'd just gotten out of a bad relationship and how bad he was for her karma and spiritually and that sort of thing, and how having these people bring you down. And was mentioning precious stones that she should carry around with her to enhance her aura and that sort of thing. And that's fine for those who like it. But I was sitting there going, oh, dear. And so I spent the entire date getting blinded by bright orange and discussing her exes and how terrible they were and thinking, I'll be polite and stick this one through. It hasn't ended yet. It hasn't ended yet. Oh, no, that's terrible. So, yeah, he just didn't have time for you. Oh, that's such a shame. Oh, look at all the time I have.
I wonder if she picked up on your gay aura.
Possibly. Well, she definitely knows about it now, so. it was one of those. Joy 94.9, you are with Simon and Callum here at on S&M Backseat Drive S&C, which sounds kind of like, no, what I'm thinking of is the tinned fruit, SPC tinned fruits.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, with your tinned radio here. We also have special guest Fiona in, who's coming in and just enjoying the banter. It's lovely.
Love a bit of banter.
Yeah, yeah. Now, we have had some messages in. We've had a message in from Joe, who was doing a wonderful show before us. So, yeah, I'm surprised by your comment, Joe. I did like Joe. And Joe says, I don't date. I just do the test drive first because you only meet boys like Simon. There was some more in there. I've taken that out, Joe.
Well,
my identity.
He uses a strong word there, doesn't he?
He does.
He said,
yes.
Boys who lie.
Well, look, okay. Technically, I said, I can't catch up this week. Let's catch up next week.
Technically, Tony Abbott hasn't added a new tax. It's a adjustment levy.
Well, see, exactly. It's all in the way you word it.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill never had sex with Monica Lewinsky.
No. No.
Oh, there's a horrible mental picture.
Yeah.
We had our lovely music director, Chris, come in before and let me know that there are people in the studio listening to my stories. And we were talking about Derwent colours before.
Yes.
And I think I went maybe a shade of magenta.
Oh, yeah. I would have called it vermilion, but, you know, I only ever had one set of Derwents and I rarely use them, so I'm not... I'm not an aficionado on them.
Did you have Derwents as a kid, Fiona?
I did, but I only had the set of 10.
Oh, okay.
I had a set of 30, and it was something like 108.
Oh, yeah.
There was like, and it came in three different layers, and it was like, and it folded out different parts, and it was like a toolbox for artists. It was magnificent.
That was the caterer's pack.
Yeah. It was gorgeous.
Mm. So that it was very much a status symbol through primary school, I remember.
It was. It really was. And also having a pencil case where it came with the cutout letters and you could spell your own name in the front. Also a status symbol.
And also who had the biggest blue tack wad.
For Christmas.
Yeah.
One year when I was little, my mum asked me what I wanted. Packet of blue tack to myself, please, Mum. I got it. I was so chuffed.
Absolutely.
I was so happy.
I had to collect from the back of posters for a long time.
And then you go to high school and it's a whole new ball game. It's a different, whole different kind of who's got the biggest wad.
So. Yeah. And it also comes down to who's got the strongest magnet. In high school, we had that as well.
Do you know what they used to do at my high school? And it was a regional high school, so I don't know whether it's because it wasn't in the city. But the kids used to take out of those gas heaters the ignition things, and they come up behind you
and give you a click.
And give you a click with
and
with
shock
the ignition.
You with it.
Yeah,
that used to happen. One of my mates tried to do it to another friend and ended up getting kicked in the face.
Right.
And then the friend who was defending himself from the ignition clicker from some sort of massive barbecue was very indignant when he got in trouble for it.
So, look, we were talking about first dates before. So, I was actually thinking that for me, look, I'm happily partnered and have been for nearly 5 years. But,
congratulations.
For me, oh, thank you. I'd be thinking for me that breakfast dates would be better because I'm well rested. I've had my 8 hours sleep. I'm thinking I'm looking the best I possibly can.
Freshly showered and groomed.
Exactly. Yeah, you're not sort of hitting the end of the day. You finish work. You ran home to get changed, and you're rushed and stressed and all that sort of stuff. So,
and you can leave quickly.
Exactly. Yeah. You need to. Everybody's got things on.
Yeah. Exactly.
You can, after breakfast. Race off. See, that's good for me. But first up, like straight out of the shower, I still look sort of tired. So I need time for like my eye bags to deflate and sort of my skin to realize that we're no longer in bed. The fresh air needs to hit me a bit. And also, if it takes a long time to get food at a restaurant when I'm having breakfast, I start to get grumpy because I'm one of the guys who needs food in his tummy to be his happy, cheerful self. Can you tell if I've eaten yet or not?
So you're an angry hungry, are you?
I think it's more called hangry.
Hangry.
Hangry. Yes.
I get hangry. I get, well, it's more like disgruntled. I'm not aggressive or anything. I'm just less pleasant.
See, it's all in the way you word it.
It is.
See, I was called a liar before.
Yep, and I am not. I'm not angry. I'm not. I'm just mildly disgruntled and want my toast. Where's my raisin toast?
I need my carbohydrates.
Did you hear that Wi-Fi is being installed in the moon? On the moon?
Yes.
Why?
I'm excited about that, but also Fiona's question.
Yeah. I mean, it's great if you were going to visit the moon with your smartphone, but why else?
Is it free Wi-Fi? That's the next question.
Oh,
or do you have to?
Yes.
Do you
have
need
to
a password?
Maybe some sort of roaming charge, I reckon.
Yeah, probably.
I think it might be quite extreme. Yeah.
Or is it just for astronauts who, like, as they in the International Space Station, as they get closer to the moon orbiting the Earth, as they just sort of like, oh, good, we're close. How's our reception? Good, download.
Two bars. Yeah.
Look, I've got two bars. I can get the first episode of Game of Thrones.
Yeah, download Gravity.
Yeah. And it's funny that, you know, oh, look, it's good that if we do get to go to the moon, then we've got some Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that's great.
My folks are in Albury, and half an hour out of Albury, there's no internet connection at all.
Yeah, maybe start at home, kids.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Why can't we cover Australia before we go to the moon?
Yeah. Yeah. What is it with NASA? It's all about space with them. They don't care about outback Australia.
No, they don't.
I had better reception in Cambodia than I've had in some places in Australia.
Wow.
Yeah,
I mean, with more access to Wi-Fi.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would not have thought
I guess they've kind of leapfrogged our technology. So we started with the dial-up where you plug your phone into the wall. They've skipped all of that and just gone straight to Wi-Fi. So it's actually quite cheap. And
God, that's really good. I would not have expected that from Cambodia.
No.
I guess also if you're hanging around all the touristy destinations, it keeps tourists there.
Yeah, I was in bars the whole time that had free Wi-Fi.
Do you remember much of Cambodia apart from the free Wi-Fi?
Cambodia is great. Free Wi-Fi everywhere. Yeah. Great drinks.
Every two bars that I ever went to.
You're on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Backseat S&M Drive with Simon, Callum and Fiona. And we have got a very special guest on the line. Are you there, Michael?
That's your cue.
Hello, boy. Thank you. Not the same, and I can't see you in front of me. What can I do?
And what are you up to at the moment?
Look, I'm at the airport. I'm currently helping people with their bags at the Flying Kangaroo's bag check-in. It's all systems go here, and very soon I'll be in sunny Brisbane. Probably as warm as the studio, actually.
Oh, lovely. Have you taken your boogie board bag with you?
No, not this time. And even if I did, it'd be well sealed.
Because Callum's looking for a full-time spot, so he said that he's had a look into your bags and you may not be coming back for a while.
I think Callum should get used to the front desk because he has a very good job there, and I think I should be behind the buttons all the time. Thank you very much.
Well, you know what? I'm pretty good in a lot of different areas. I reckon I could probably feel the front desk and push buttons here as well. Extended stay in Brisbane...
No, I do need to come back, unfortunately. So I will be back for next week's show.
Excellent. All right, fine. Now, have you been listening in?
I haven't because my phone has been on its last leg. So I've been trying to keep it from dying. How's it been going there so far?
It is it's been going very, very well. We've had plenty of memberships coming in for Radiothon. Now, we did put it out there to the listeners. Now, you did send me a message today saying that you'd be prepared to do something if we got a certain amount of memberships.
I would be very prepared to do practically anything on air next week if we get a certain number of memberships.
All right. Well, I did our certain number of 20.
Oh, 20? No, 30. Make it 30. Come on.
Well, we have already gotten 15. I was thinking, did we set the bar a bit low?
I reckon we can go. We can go 30.
All right. We're upping it on request of Michael. We have had to up the memberships to 30. Thank you so much. We're at 15 exactly right now, which puts us at the halfway point.
Would you like to know what you're going to be doing?
Yes, I'd love to know what I'm going to be doing. Please, what will I be doing next week? 30 memberships.
It's not so much as a one-off thing.
Yeah.
Which it's something that'll be stretched across the course of 5 weeks.
Oh, no, five weeks. You're stretching me out that far. Okay, what have you got?
Okay, so what you'll be doing, say hello to Fiona.
Hi, Michael, how are you going?
I'm well, Fiona, how are you?
I'm good.
Now, Fiona used to do a spot on Wes's Drive Show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know whether you've listened to Wes's Drive Show, but there was a time when Wes was doing 5 dates in 5 weeks.
Scott was, sorry.
Yeah. And I thought that would be a great idea for you.
What's it entail? Please share. Tell me. What do I need to do?
Well, it's kind of self-explanatory. You go on 5 dates in 5 weeks. So 1 date a week for 5 weeks.
And you're not allowed to set them up on the internet. They have to be through your network of friends.
What? I have no friends.
We're actually been auctioning off dates for you through as a bonus to membership.
Oh, fantastic. Brilliant.
So we will be sorting these dates out for you.
Look, in that case, I think I would be more favourable to people who include a donation with their particular I may make a second date if there is an extra donation attached.
We have had a few donations of $100, more than one.
Mm.
Wow, really? Mm.
Yeah.
Bring it on. Keep it going. Keep it coming.
So would you like to do your own membership plug for us?
Look, you need to become a member of Joy 94.9 right now because I am lonely and I would love to go on some dates. Hey, in fact, I might even make it more than five if enough people join. We need at least 30 people. The more donations, the more I'll like you. And you can do that by calling 1-300-JOY-949 or hopping online at joy.org.au. That's so Joy. I know Brett's out there taking the phone calls and I know he'd love to take even more. What he is right now.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, he's just mouthing something through the window to us.
I think we may be lucky that this place is soundproofed. I'm not certain.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having a chat with us before you do fly away. What time's your flight?
6 o'clock.
Oh, okay. So not
you've got a little while yet.
Yeah, we might call.
I'm just in a line at security, so we'll see how we go. I think I've taken all my shafts out, so we should be all right.
And are you the sort of person that gets picked up for the bomb swipe? I'm normally that person that they always choose.
I'm hoping I get the random swab. Yeah.
Depending on who the security guard is and how buff he is,
we call it the swab and probe.
And look at the selection. I actually don't think I want one.
All right, Michael, well, we will let you go and get yourself through security.
Thank you very much.
And we might even try and give you a call while you're boarding just to make things a bit difficult for you.
Thank you. Please do.
Excellent. All right, well, we'll be lining up some dates for you when you get back as well.
Oh, look, I cannot wait. At least 30. If there's more, I might consider more than 5. Bring it on.
He's game. He's game.
Game's the word.
Game.
All right, well, we'll catch you later, Michael. Oh, and he's gone.
Oh.
Just like that.
Sorry.
He's been captured. by security.
Straight, they heard his comment and they didn't really they weren't flattered, and now they're probably taking off for a swab and probe.
Exactly. So we might have a live call-in from the remand centre from him next week.
Oh, lovely. Oh, lovely. Mm.
Be hard to date from there, though, wouldn't it?
Oh, I reckon you'd get limited, a few dates in the remand centre, wouldn't you?
There's a limited dating pool. I mean, it would be the kind of area, I imagine, where everyone's dated everyone else already, you know.
But as the new person, you get, you know, I don't know, I reckon
you'd be passed
you'd
around
well.
Like currency is what I think is what would happen.
And there are DVDs about that sort of thing, but we will leave that right there.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.